Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 7th of July 2016, and this is the 397th Mole Out Loud podcast. There are only two more Mole Out Loud podcasts to go before I reach the 400th, which seems very soon, but because I'm having a sabbatical next week, actually the time will have stretched and it won't be till Tuesday week that I get to my 400th podcast. And I guess it's rather appropriate because what I've been doing today is doing a little bit of research around murmurs for tomorrow. I've been looking at stretching time, and this is a perfect example of stretching time. That's what I've been doing this afternoon, but actually this morning I was really doing the opposite in a way. I was contracting time. I think I've mentioned before that I've been working on this profile for a yearbook for verbal to visual sketchnoting. And so this has meant kind of trying to encapsulate my life in some way or some aspects of myself onto one page, which seems to be spatially an enormous contraction of the many decades that I have lived. So it's been a very interesting process, but also really, really enjoyable. And it made me realise whilst I was doing it that I could do a number of these pages and they could be entirely different because of the different things I might choose and the different ways I might represent the things that I've done or am doing. One could do one for just family things. One could do one for professional projects. One could do one. Well, this one is kind of a bit geographical. So it really reminded me of developing history walks, which have this interesting correlation, or you have to kind of reach some correlation between the geography and chronology of the story that you want to tell, even though they may not logically hold together that way. And if they don't do it in a kind of sequential logic, then you have to step in with the imagination about how you're going to put the story together so that it kind of works on both planes. So it's made me be thinking about that as well, and just really, really enjoying getting down to doing some drawing again. I've enjoyed making those little plans for every couple of days, although I kind of didn't do them this week because they are quite time-consuming. But I want to pick them up again, and maybe I'll find a slightly different way of doing it or a different frequency for doing it. All that sort of thing, I think I'll have more thinking time for next week when I'm unplugged. I do hope that you have been engaged with whatever you've been doing and that time has expanded just as much as you would like, or if you had preferred contracting time, which I think would have been my preference in the middle of the night when I was suffering a bit from insomnia. I'm not sure why. So I do hope that you have made time your own, that your time can fit whatever you're doing rather than you having to fit it. Thank you very, very much for listening again today. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.